This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, let me know what you think. Let me know who you want me to have on the show, the topics you want me to discuss. I don't do the conspiracy stuff. So save that for somebody else. You know, we were just talking about George Norrie. Send it to him. He loves that stuff. And so I do appreciate the time you spend with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. So did I do this Mia Love story all the way through, or did I?
No.
Are you?
You just kind of touched on it, said you were going to do it again.
I touched on it. So I should do it again? Well, thank you.
No, you said you were going to do it.
Well, you're the producer. You can tell me to do anything. I don't have to listen to you, but whatever. Yeah. So again, we got it going on. Look at Mia Love. She loses in Utah, and they're blaming Trump. You know, we blame Trump for everything, so this is not a surprise. So she's blaming, or they're blaming Trump because he made fun of her, right? And here's the deal: if you look across the country during these races, whether you like him or hate him or whatever, the ones that supported Trump or supported his principles, what he stood for, what he was trying to get done, they won. The squishy Republicans, the ones that really wouldn't take a stand and kind of beat around the bush and started off their conversations or their speeches with, well, you know, I don't really agree with everything he says, and I wish he wouldn't tweet at 3 o'clock in the morning. Those are the ones that lost. So, but what really bothers me about this is, where are the groups on the left screaming about how racist it is that the people in Utah did not vote for Mia Love? I don't know if some of you know this, but she's an African-American female. Where's all that misogyny talk? Where's all that racist talk? Hello? Anyway, President Trump kind of made fun of her, Democrat Ben McAdams defeated her by a very narrow margin. Finally, listen, she was defeated by a white guy. You would really think they'd be up in arms. The final results I just posted showed McAdams defeated the two-term Love by fewer than 700 votes. McAdams' victory adds to the Democrats' majority in the year when they flipped more than three dozen Republican-held seats across the country to win control of the House of Representatives. A day after November 6th midterm elections, when it appears that Love was headed for a loss, Trump said that she had asked him for help over an American hostage's release from Venezuela, but in return, she said, Mia gave me no love. He suggested that the Love would have prevailed if she embraced him politically instead of highlighting the time she stood up to him. That's a dumb thing to do in this election. A dumb thing to sit there and talk about how you push back on the president when he's screaming that he needs more help and more support. And that's what he needed. Remember, a lot of what they were doing, they could get through the Congress. That was a simple one. But they only had 51 people, and they weren't all on the same page as Donald, the Donald, as we like to call him. So he's right. Why would you talk about pushing against Donald Trump when they had the ability to rewrite the Affordable Care Act. And our people, Republicans, didn't support that. Think of all the things that they pushed back on, and the president wasn't even looking. Immigration reform. What happened? We wouldn't be going through what we're going through now when we had control of the House and the Senate. We could have changed those immigration laws. We could have cleaned them up. We could have fixed the broken immigration. And it is broken. But we could have fixed the broken immigration system. We didn't need the Dems to do it, so to speak. So anyway, he did suggest that she would have prevailed if she just didn't embrace him politically instead of highlighting the time she stood up against him. He used an expletive to describe her parents' home country of Haiti. She tried to separate herself from Trump. Look at Haiti is not a paradise. Come on, really? I love some of you who think that Cuba is a paradise in and of itself. Why don't you get out of the inner city? Why don't you go to the places where the Castro brothers never wanted you to see? Right? I mean, I love this. With Trump, they make fun of him for sticking up for the... And I haven't done enough research to know or to even comment on it. But sticking up for the Saudi Arabia prince, right? Sticking up for the little Asian guy over there in North Korea. And yet, you had Mr. Oblamo, President Oblamo, in Cuba, doing the wave at a baseball game with Raul Castro, one of the most animalistic men on the planet, would kill you for lighting a cigar the wrong way, and not just kill you. Make sure it took some time. And he talked about how for 50 years we were doing things a certain way, and now we needed to change it around so that we would we maybe could build a relationship with Cuba, we could show them what real human relations was about. How'd that work? How did that actually work out? It didn't. The president added that he wasn't sure whether or not to feel happy or sad over Love's apparent defeat at the time. Trump also singled out defeated Rep. Barbara Comstock and New Jersey businessman Bob Hugin for not embracing his message of low taxes, low regulations, low crimes, stronger borders, and great judges. And he's right. He's dead right. All the things that he couldn't get done and couldn't get fixed because he didn't have the support he needed from his own people. It's just nuts. Julio Rivera, lovingly referred to as the Conservarican, joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. There is a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you to be part of the conversation. Okay? So don't, you know what, don't just, I used to say this all the time, and some of you thought I was being funny, but I'm being real. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself, okay? Seriously. Get involved, get engaged, have a clue as to what's going on. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent. All right, let's just bring him on because Julio Rivera joins me from time to time, and you know, he's like Edward Woodson. I hate to keep him awake all night. It just makes me feel bad, but not really. Anyway, Julio, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're with me. How you doing, dude?
I'm good. I'm just glad you just woke me up out of my snoring. No, I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's no better conversation on a, what is it, Tuesday or Wednesday night? I have no idea. But
hey,
I'm on the real side.
It's okay to send his check now. He's just sucked up really good. So go ahead and send his check out. All right. Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, the check is in the mail, brother. The check is in the mail.
So... Are you the founder of Reactionary Times? Are you the man, the guy that pulled it all together?
Yeah, there's only one. I am Reactionary Times. My name is Julio Rivera, but my name is Reactionary Times.
You could drop the times, I'm sure, but we'll talk about that another day. But
exactly.
So listen, what do you think about all this uproar over Ivanka sends out a few emails, and I'm not trying to belittle it. She should have done it, especially with everything that was going on around her. She should have known better. But she sends out some personal emails, nothing to do with any kind of White House, confidential information or classified information or what have you. Doesn't send any of that out. And the left is going out of their minds. They're saying, sure, you want to nail Hillary to the wall, and now Ivanka gets to walk away with it. But last I checked, she hadn't destroyed 33,000+ emails, right?
You know what? Let's ask Trey Gowdy what he thinks about this. You know, was there bleach bit involved? Were there 30,000+ emails destroyed? You know, was there obstruction of justice? Were there destruction of evidence? Were all the things that Hillary Clinton are guilty of, you cannot tie that possibly to little Miss Trump, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not the biggest fan of Ivanka. And listen, I love Donald Trump. And I have daughters, and I have a daughter that probably because she's young, she thinks she's a little bit more centrist. And I would not want my daughter attacked, but my daughter, like, you know, what Ivanka did is not tantamount in any way, shape, or form to anything similar to what Hillary Clinton did with the emails. I'm sorry. It's not at all.
I agree with you. Listen, if they do an investigation of any kind and they find that she sent classified data, she should be punished accordingly.
She doesn't have access to classified data. I'm sorry. You know, what is she doing? She's doing, what is it? If you go to classes, vocational stuff.
Yeah.
She's doing little things. She does little projects on behalf of her dad. She's not involved with national security issues or anything that important that her emails are, you know, should be scrutinized to the level that the Secretary of State of the United States should be.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I totally agree with you. But this is that food. This is the flames for fodder that we give them that we really shouldn't give them. There's no reason to give them any crack to get into. And again, Ivanka, good, bad, or different.
Enough crack themselves already, from what I've seen.
Yeah, I always say there's a lot of what they're doing there. You couldn't smoke enough crack to even try to make sense of what they're doing half the time. So, but, you know, they won't let this go for a couple of days. You watch it. See, you know, of all the things that CNN could nail him on, they actually did two hosts on CNN today making fun of him doing the turkey pardons. The turkey pardons were done. Obama did it 8 times. Every president has done it for decades now. Is this all they got? I mean, is this it for these people?
God. I don't know. Don Lemon somewhere is like molesting a turkey. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. It's become ridiculous. Right. You know, the fact of the matter is they should just be happy and count their lucky stars that they have the opportunity to become somewhat obstructionist. But let me tell you, because of the fact that they won the House, but the Democrats that have brains are going to make decisions. And the decisions that they're going to make are to be, if they have any kind of, semblance of sense, is going to be like, you know what? Maybe we should come to the middle and let's move some policy so that people can remember the fact that we helped improve America.
Yeah.
Or if not, they're just going to be seen as obstructionists. And that's going to be the legacy of the 2018 election, that they got there and they stopped an agenda that was already very successful.
They got 85 subpoenas ready to go. They got 85 investigations waiting and ready to go. And none of them include how to help maintain a low unemployment rate, how to keep the economy moving, you know, how to bring business back. None of them include any of that. They got the dumbest, you know, they want to investigate the firing of Jeff Sessions. Are we serious? Really? The guy wasn't doing his job.
I don't know. Jeff Sessions has pretty big ears, and he didn't listen to the calls for sanity. And if he was smart, he would have taken care of this, and he wouldn't have recused himself, and he would have taken matters into his own hands, and he would have gotten Rothstein into, you know, into check, which he should have. I don't know. This is bad. We, you know, this whole Russian, is the Russia thing coming back? Is it coming back?
Oh, you know it's going to. You know they're going to bring it back. They're going to find a different way to crack it and bring it back when they've got nothing. Nancy Pelosi said, just because Mueller may not find anything doesn't mean that we can't impeach the president.
Impeach him on what? Don't you have to have legitimate grounds of impeachment? You can impeach somebody for anybody if you have a partisan house. Yes. You're not going to get the conviction in the Senate. I'm sorry.
No.
It's not happening.
No.
It's going to only strengthen the Trump base in 2020. Donald Trump will probably have well over 300 electoral votes in 2020 because people are just going to be pissed off. And I don't know if I can say that on GCN.
No,
I apologize.
Yeah, well, it's done. All right. Listen, when we come back from the break,
I'll pay the FCC fine.
I know. You'll pay the fine. You send me the check. We'll work it out. When we come back, I want to talk about that guy Acosta, right? The guy who thinks that he's
an
idiot. He's an idiot. There must be a different pronunciation for idiots. But anyway, I'll talk about him on this side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Julio Rivera joins me, and don't go far. He's got a lot to talk about. I can tell. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. will not punish Saudi Arabia or Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He says he's putting the U.S. economic relationship first over the accountability for the assassination.
It's all about America first. We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them.
A New York Times report says last spring, President Trump wanted the Justice Department to prosecute two political adversaries, Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey. The report says that then White House counsel Don McGahn had to talk the president out of the idea of prosecuting them. Jonathan Turley teaches law at George Washington University.
He doesn't appreciate his limited role.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Come on. You gotta love the horns, right? The guitar, the horn, the whole thing. I mean, seriously. Who is that? That's a Stray Cats. What was his name?
Brian Setzer.
But see, I found something you're really good at, Julio.
Yes.
You always, whenever you run the show, the music stuff, you just jump all over. I love it. Anyway, yeah, Brian, he's great. I love those guys. Yeah, I don't even know if they're still around.
Yeah, the Stray Cats, Brian Setzer. They're like Buddy Holly with Brill Cream.
There you go.
They are.
I love their music. I think it's great, and I enjoy him so much with him and a few of the other bands along their line. So, hey, listen, Julio Rivera, in case you guys just tuned in, you go, who the heck is that? And Julio Rivera, we used to refer to him as our conservative Regan. He's also the founder of Reactionary Times, and he's got a lot more going on. We're going to talk about what he's got going on in a few minutes. I still got to poke him on a few other things here.
Please don't poke me.
Mr. Acosta, who's already been thrown out one time, right? Acosta, whatever. And now it looks like the president's looking to throw him out again. And it's not because of a like or a dislike, but I mean, this man is truly antagonistic. He loves to fight with the president, and I think that he thinks it makes him look good. I'm not so sure. What do you think?
I think he is a jerk. I think he's belligerent. I think that he is overstepping his bounds. I think that there is a certain decorum and a certain I don't know if you want to call it. Just basic
respect for the office. I mean, that's what they always told us. They want us to have respect for the office, right?
You never saw Alex Jones in the White House going crazy. Obviously, he never had a press credential, but you never saw conservative journalists go after Barack Obama the way that Jim Acosta and other liberal journalists have gone after President Trump.
Right.
President Trump handles questions in a very respectful manner when they're presented to him in the proper way. If you're going to go after him and you're going to take cheap shots, he's going to go right back after you. That's being an alpha male.
Yep.
You have to be, if you're running a country, you have to project a certain amount of strength, physical strength, manly strength, Otherwise, the rest of the world will think that you are weak. Jim Acosta is a knock against America, or he is trying to make the American president look weak. Let me tell you something. He lives in America. So if we get to the point that Donald Trump looks like a weakling, it will be the fault of people like him. And when we get attacked by other countries and we get destroyed and we're learning different languages, it will be the fault of false and phony journalists like Jim, what's his real name? It's like Ocasio or something. Isn't his name Ocasio Acosta?
I haven't cared enough to go look it up.
Weird kind of original name. His name isn't really Jim. Listen, I have two names, Joe. My name is Julio Rivera. I'm the only Latino in America that doesn't have a middle name. My name is Julio Rivera. That's the reason why I say it that way.
I thought you had two names, one for the law and one for the radio show. I wasn't sure, you know, like some
Well, I have my street name and I have my my politics name. No, but the truth of the matter is I don't have a middle name. My name is Julio Rivera. Jim Acosta goes by an Americanized version of his actual real name. Wow. He doesn't even represent the Hispanic community of which he claims to be from. Because he Americanized, and let's say he whitewashed his
name. Producer Cameron just told me his name is Abelio James.
Abelio, that's what it was, Abelio. He's whitewashing his own name.
So he's embarrassed of being Hispanic? Is that what you're saying?
That his name is Abelio, yes.
Wow. That's sad. You
that's
know?
What we call in Hispanic, and I'm sorry. Send me the bill for the FCC fine. He's a pendejo.
Okay. Well, good thing is I don't know exactly how that translates, and we're going to leave it at that, right? Okay. So, Hey, listen. And when I see guys like him, and it looks like he's ready for a fight. I loved it when President Trump got up. Acosta started speaking. He goes, here we go. Because he knew it was coming. And to your point, you're right. You know, because where we come from, we don't allow people to take punches without punching back. We don't allow people to get on our case and let them get away with it, especially when they're lying. And that, when President Trump says that they're dangerous to America, I think, I believe what he means, and I'm in full agreement with him, is when you tell a lie, when you're lying on the president, you're lying on a process, and you get people to believe something that isn't true, that is dangerous. That can cause them to do things that could hurt other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, listen, especially now because we've had so much incitement from the left. Like, we've had the whole kick 'em, you know, kick 'em when they low, kick 'em, you know, harass members of the other party.
I thought we were the violent ones, though. Remember?
You know what? If you want to ask anybody, ask Rep. Steve Scalise. Ask him about what happens when people were incited. He almost lost his life.
Yep.
You know, and that's not a joke. Like, with all the, you know, he literally almost died.
All right. So, we're running out of time. You've got a project coming up that you want to tell people about.
Yes. AmericasCommonGround.tv. Go to AmericasCommonGround.tv. It's a nonpartisan show where everyone can go ahead and express their opinions. As conservative as I am, I'm not pushing the narrative, even as a producer of the show. It's about the American people. It's about what's going to happen after January because we have a Democrat House and we have a Republican Senate. We have to come together and continue to MAGA.
You think we can do that together? Do you really believe that?
I think that there's enough blue dog Democrats that we can. Listen, the Ocasio-Cortez wing of the party is certainly the minority. I think that there are Democrats in the middle of the country that are pragmatic and that will work with the Republicans that are in charge.
But that's only if their leadership allows them to. Because look at what's happening right now. They've already backed down.
They said it walking lockstep. Listen, the Republicans always fight amongst themselves. You know, we always have conservatives fighting against people like Boehner and Paul Ryan. Why can't the Democrats do that? Riddle me that, Joe. Why can't the Democrats do that?
I don't know why they can't do that. They've got the Big Tent Party. They claim they're all on the same page. But you're seeing what's happening now with the far left portion of the party, the far left wing of the party, where they're pushing against the beloved Pelosi. Now, you're not going to see that go away anytime soon. And I'm waiting to see that play out. I can only imagine what that's going to bring to the party as a whole.
Yeah, well, we will see in January if America can come to common ground. And check out americascommonground.tv.
Okay. And is a GoFundMe account up there? You guys are looking for a few bucks?
No. It's Indiegogo. If you guys want to become executive producers and contribute to the project, check it out.
All right. We will. Where do people find you? And I don't mean
my team is Julio Rivera at Reactionary Times, Newsmax, Washington Times, Washington Examiner, American Thinker, and so many more.
Here we go. See, there's a difference. They take your stuff everywhere. You write like a madman. I can't get my stuff in the comic books. I mean, seriously. So anyhow.
Yeah, you can be the next Stan Lee. Now that he's died, I think that you should take his place, Joe.
You want me? Oh, all right. Anyhow, Julio.
You're my superhero.
God, so you shouldn't set your sights so low. Hey, have a great rest of the day, Julio. We'll have you back on. Hey, wait a minute. Before you go, Thanksgiving. I want you to have a great... What is special at your Thanksgiving that nobody else... That usually doesn't happen at other tables?
Oh, pernil, roast pork shoulder.
Wow. You want to send me a picture? Actually, you should send me some.
I'll send you pictures that are explicit.
All right. Go back to your... dealings. We'll catch up with you later on.
Northern New Jersey. God
bless.
There
you go. You too. Julio Rivera, I always have a good time when he's on the show with us. And you've got to be careful. He's from New Jersey. Got to be very careful. Yes, I know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, it's really interesting that he's right. When conservatives start to get out there, they start to get their message out, we get squashed on a regular basis. And here he is trying to reach out now. He's going to try to do something that'll include both sides of the aisle. But it's gotten to the point where you can't work on both sides of the aisle. I mean, you can try. Nobody's telling you to stop trying. You should never stop trying. But here you have it. You want to work both sides of the aisle? You may not be able to. Especially if Pelosi makes it the Speaker of the House, things are going to come to a grinding halt. You watch. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Happy music. Happy music is good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, we were just talking during the break about Bitcoin. I guess it crashed at, what did you say, it was 4,300 or 4,200 or something like that? Yeah. You know, and we were told it was going to hit 25,000 last year, and there's no, you know, there's no end to where it could hit and where it could go. No kidding. Apparently, you can go down as low as it wants to. And everybody was all over that. I had people asking me, why the heck aren't you buying this stuff? What's wrong with you? Because I couldn't. There was nothing there. I mean, to me, it was like almost like the guy who sold a pet rock, right? I mean, what do you got? Has anybody seen a Bitcoin? I don't mean on the computer screen. Has anybody actually held one in their hand? Can you go into the coin shop? I don't even know if they have those anymore. Can you go into the coin store and buy yourself a Bitcoin? If I had $4,300 or $4,200, could I go somewhere and buy the Bitcoin? I think not. Now, I know this company's still taking it, and I know they use it and all that other fun stuff, but there ain't nothing there. I almost feel like it's one of those scams I grew up with in Boston. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Rider University in New Jersey sent a survey to students during the spring semester asking them which restaurants they would like to see the school bring on campus. It became clear that Chick-fil-A was the students' top choice. But again, the voice of the few is outweighing the voice of the many. The school will not bring the popular fast food chain to campus because their corporate values have not sufficiently progressed. There's that word. There's that swear word again. Progressed enough to align with those of a Rider. That's according to a November 1st email sent to the Rider students and obtained by Campus Reform. The school went on to clarify that the decision was in an effort to promote inclusion for all people, except those who like the chicken from Chick-fil-A. Apparently, they're not included. Julia Pickett, a junior political science major and president of Rider's Young Americans for Liberty chapter, reacted to the college decision in a statement to Campus Reform. She said, "I don't think it's fair. However, because Rider is a private college, ultimately the decision is their own." Can you see somebody on the left ever making a comment like that? Though we don't agree with the college, it's a private university, and us progressives feel that they should be allowed to do what they want to do. Not going to happen. They start pulling out the masks and the black clothing, you know, and the flares and all that other stuff, right? Seriously. That's what you see them do on a regular basis. With regard to whether Chick-fil-A's corporate value should have been the deciding factor, Pickett objected, telling Campus Reform that they sell chicken. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the focus. And she's right. You know, here's the difference between Chick-fil-A, Joe Messina, and a few others. We tell you what we're thinking. I guess that's a mistake. You'd rather us be deceitful and hide our true feelings and tell you how much we believe in what you believe in when we really don't. I mean, obviously to make you feel better, but it's a lie. But you guys see, that's what you want. You want somebody to tell you what you want to hear, and that for you makes everything better. It's just sick. If people didn't want to buy their food, then they don't want to have to, she added. I think that the administration of the Rider felt that having a Chick-fil-A on campus would cause unwanted controversy. You know what? They don't have the stick-to-itiveness to argue about it for a long period of time. First of all, they'd probably throw something through the windows of the restaurant, which would allow you to arrest them. Do about a dozen of them. It'll stop. Or they'd be screaming and yelling. These would be closet Chick-fil-A eaters, I'm sure. So, I don't know why you just don't do. See, again, it's what the majority of people want. We keep bowing down to what the minority wants. No, it's not right. Doesn't mean you forget their needs. It doesn't mean you discard their needs just because they're in the minority. And we're not talking color here, so get over yourselves. But doesn't the voice of the many? I mean, we keep hearing that President Trump lost the popular vote. He got more votes than she did, so therefore she's the right president. In this case, Chick-fil-A got more votes than anybody else. What gives you the right to change that? I don't think they have an electoral college there, but other than that, the article goes on to say, "I wish they would be honest about it, though, instead of trying to cover it up as a deep offense to the school. It's important to me," she said, "and to the university that all voices are heard." Rider Assistant Principal Assistant Vice President of Student Affairs, Jan Friedman, said to Campus Reform, "There are a number of factors that contribute to a campus decision to invite a retail partner on campus. While Chick-fil-A, among other restaurants, were preferenced by Rider students, there are members of the community, faculty, staff, and students who strongly oppose the option as well." You know what I would do? No, seriously. Here's what I would do. I would hire somebody 3 days a week to do a Chick-fil-A run. And I would gather the money ahead of time to the students that wanted to have sandwiches. And I would go buy them all. And just bring them back to the school. What are they going to do? They're going to keep me from bringing sandwiches on school? Remember the one station we were with when they started the boycott? I went out and bought a dozen of the sandwiches, brought them to the station. And what's that? Yeah, well, there were a few heads that did explode. Others were eyeballing those sandwiches, but they knew if they went for them, somebody in the station would have tore them up. And so that was funny. So I just sat there and ate it during the breaks. Actually, I ate it during the show, too. In all the campus decisions, they go, "We carefully weigh benefits, risks, and voice representative of all campus constituents. And we go with the ones that we feel that we agree with." I threw that in there because that's exactly what they did. If they really cared about all voices, if they really cared what the kids wanted, it was overwhelming that they wanted Chick-fil-A on campus. It was the number one choice. So apparently, again, they don't mean what they say. They don't really care what the kids want. It's so different than how the Dems treat us. They don't really care what you want. If you're a Democrat in the Democrat Party and you're part of the rank and file, they do not care what you want. You're going to do what they say or you're going to be pushed out. You're going to do what they say or you're not going to be part of the party. They're going to let you get involved or engage in anything. Now, here's, again, this shows you the hypocrisy. I could probably take a whole hour on this. And maybe I will save this for, I'm going to save this for the next hour. Because this is just great. The ACLU has forgotten that they're attorneys first. They've forgotten what their job is. It's just crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know what, guys? You really do have to be part of the conversation. You really have to get involved. You really have to get engaged. When you see what's going on in politics today, when you see what's been going on with Ivanka Trump, it's a distraction. These guys are gearing up to do so much in January. It isn't funny. No, seriously. You're going to see so much come down from the Democrats. They're going to be thrown out. I wasn't kidding. I did that story 2 weeks ago. That they have 85, probably more by now, but they have 85 investigations sitting there ready to take off. You know they're going to add Ivanka to this one, right? Probably. And thousands of subpoenas ready to go. So I guess there will be no shoring up any kind of health care plan, fixing the holes in the current one. I guess there'll be no shoring up the VA. Because remember, you know, it goes both ways. I hear some of my brothers on the right saying, yeah, well, you know, they can pass as many bills as they want to. Senate's got to pass them too, and it's never going to happen. Well, you are right to a degree. It won't happen. But what about the bills we do want? What about the ones we do want to go through Congress? You realize that Nancy Pelosi is the one who sets the agenda. She's the one that decides what bills come to the floor and which ones don't. Now, the only way you're going to change that is they're going to have to do some wheeling and dealing, but I don't think that's going to happen either because the left is so far left that unless the right just gives in, just caves in, you know, you're not going to see anything get done. This is going to be 2 years of investigate and impeach. Mark my words. 2 years of nothing but how wrong, how much of a liar, how bad Donald Trump is. And how great His Highness Mr. Obama was. Because if you think about it, in 8 years, did any of his people ever call him on the carpet for anything? Okay, I'll wait. Figure it out. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Yeah, you can't come up with anything, can you? Because there isn't anything. There's an article that we will not get to now, but I will. About the university that hosts an International Day of Tolerance. Except, you ready for this? They're intolerant of white people. Not invited. Do they not have a dictionary at these colleges? When they talk about racism, fascism, Marxism, intolerance, I wonder what they're working off of. Who's giving them the definitions? I'm Joe Basinger, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We are going to talk about health care. We're going to talk about different ways you can take care of yourself to make sure you get taken care of, to make sure you don't have to worry about pre-existing conditions and what we're going to be talking about. And it'll be very affordable, but you've got to do something. You've got to make a change. You've got to do something. You've got to reach out. You've got to make it happen. You've got to do some work. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.